Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, where New Jersey drivers line up for the Holland Tunnel.
In the dark
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Bobby Bear Jr. is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and the son of Country Music Hall of Famer Bobby Bear Sr. The younger Bobby earned his first Grammy nomination at the ripe old age of six for a duet he did with his dad. Now, that could have easily led to a career in his father's considerable shadow. But Bobby Bear Jr. had other ideas. His music has strayed into alt-country, rock, psychedelia. Today, he joins us for a solo acoustic set. Beginning with an old song called I'll Be Around, here's Bobby Bear Jr. live on Soundcheck.
When you need a warm inside, the spotlight can't provide, I'll be around. And when you get too far off track, and get lost on your way back, I'll be around. When all your famous friends have all stopped dropping, if I'll be around on your way down, when you cannot recognize your own face in the morning light, I will be around on your way down. If you ever get around to looking for me, don't bother asking where I've been. See, for I'm in the same place that you left me, to rest in your memory. When you feel him let go, 'cause all the thrills have gone, I'll be around. And when you feel faith run out, 'cause all good hope has doubt, I'll be around. When you're afraid to cry, 'cause you're not sure what is inside, I will be around on your way down. When you cannot recognize your fits in the moonlight, I will be around on your way down. If you ever get around to looking for me, don't bother asking where I've been. Say, oh, I'm in the same place that you left me, to rest in your memory. Pa 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 pa.
Thank you.
That is Bobby Bear Jr. I'll Be Around, the name of the song, live here in the Soundcheck studio. That's going back a few years.
That's 13 years old.
Originally, you did that with your Young Criminals Starvation League.
Yes.
So it was the, you know, the ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba was like a big choral thing.
Ba-ba-ba.
But here it's just you, the guitar, the tambourine on your foot.
Singing the horns myself.
Yeah. So do you do this sort of thing a lot? You know, kind of stripping everything
down,
just doing it yourself?
I love doing it.
You do a lot of house concerts, which I assume is mostly just you.
It's house concerts are the opposite of every club gig I've ever done. Club gigs are usually you drive to the worst part of most towns. You get out of your van and walk into a room that smells kind of like a urinal slash, you know, stale beer.
Stale beer, yeah.
And the grumpiest guy they could find is running sound for you and hands you two beer tickets and as much attitude as he could possibly muster up that day. Whereas a house party is you go to a usually nice neighborhood and the people who are hosting are usually really happy to see you, and they have some local microbrew, and hey, we're going to do some potluck, and if you need somewhere to stay, our daughter's home from college, just stay with her tonight, which hasn't happened yet. But
yeah, that was...
but you know.
I could sort of hear you veering into fantasy land there towards the end. But, so, you know, these are people with nice homes and presumably understanding neighbors.
What? The parking's the only issue, really, because I'm not loud. I do it with no PA.
Right.
I just walk in with an acoustic guitar and, you know,
It's
really, really easy living.
So, now, it's been a while since you did a new CD, but there is one due sort of in the spring of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Will that be more band-oriented? Or
is full band.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, at about the same time, does the album have a name yet?
It's called Undefeated.
Undefeated.
Yes.
Okay. Invictus.
Yes.
So at about the same time that comes out, there's also the official release of this documentary about you called Don't Follow Me, I'm Lost.
Which is a song I wrote while I was living here.
Now, when you wrote that song, did you intend it to be kind of up in lights as the
I wanted
the epigraph
them, yeah,
of
I wanted
your life.
Them to call the movie World's Greatest Lover, and they ignored me completely. But
so what was that like, having a camera crew follow you around as you go about your daily life?
They're around so much because they're trying to get you to forget that they're there.
Right.
But it's weird. It's really weird.
And was the idea that they're trying to show you juggling you know, family life and the life of a touring musician?
Yeah.
So.
And they got that.
Yeah. I haven't, since it's not out yet, I haven't seen it, but in the trailer there is a shot of what looks like you, Bobby Bear Jr., pouring a glop of chocolate syrup into your son's outstretched palm simply because he says, Daddy is better than Santa.
I say, okay, I'll let you have some chocolate, but you got to say, my dad's better than Santa Claus. I do that to them quite often.
Uh-huh.
My dad's better than Santa Claus.
All right, kid, here's a handful of chocolate syrup. What a good dad you are. Speaking of dads, your dad was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame just like 2 months ago, at the end of October.
Yeah.
And you wrote on your website, where is it? One of the happiest places I have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
What was that night like for you?
We got to it was Cowboy Jack Clement, my dad, and Kenny Rogers all got inducted the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to, me and my brother got to choose the people who sang my dad's portion of the show. And we got Buddy Miller sang a song, Emmylou Harris, and Rodney Crowell sang a song.
Together?
Yeah, they sang a song together. Christofferson sang a song.
Wow. So like the Glitterati of Nashville,
basically.
Oh,
yeah. And John Anderson sang one of my dad's songs called Marie Laveau, and was the high point of the whole night.
John J-O-H-N Anderson, not John...
The country singer.
Yeah, not the guy from Yes.
Right.
J-O-N Anderson.
Swangin', that guy.
So you've recently recorded and just released a 7-inch single of one of your dad's songs, Shame on Me.
Yeah, I've never covered my dad's music, and I figured I've proved my worthiness without coattailing this long. I could probably, 8 albums later, cover one of his songs and not be coattailing.
Right. Although you've said that you know, in terms of songwriting, it wasn't so much your dad who inspired you as Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
The noted poet, children's author, et cetera, who was like a big part of your upbringing, right?
Yeah, he was around all the time growing up, and Dad did several albums with him. And he critiqued every song I wrote up until he died 12 years ago. And he and I co-wrote a song, too, called I Hate Myself and It's All Your Fault. Oh, I hate myself and it's all your fault. I hate myself and ought to not. I hate myself, it's so sad but true, because I hate myself while I should be hating you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was kind of a poet who would then kind of set the poetry to music. Is your songwriting kind of a similar process?
Yeah, I'll take one of Shel's poems that I have memorized, and I'll just plug it into whatever chords I'm doing, and then that imposes perfect rhyme scheme, every phrasing onto the song. Then I go back and rewrite the poem and plug it back into the song, and it's, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So the music is for someone else's words, and then you retrofit your own text onto
like,
it.
My song, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways. Those are my words, but what I originally came up with the melody and stuff, I was just singing, I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. And it really helps.
So, but at some point, somewhere in a dresser drawer in your bedroom or something, must be a whole bunch of Shel Silverstein poems set to your music that no one's heard.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right.
Before I rewrite the words, yes.
Well, there's an album there somewhere, although I know you've done
I don't think Shel's family would allow it, actually.
We're speaking with Bobby Bear Jr., whose new CD is coming out later this year, Undefeated.
Undefeated.
In the meantime, you can find his cover of his dad's song, Shame on You, on Bobby Bear Jr.'s website.
Shame on me, sorry.
backed with Extra Soggy Daisy, which just sounds like one of your titles.
That's an old Bear Jr. song.
Okay. But with this new album sort of coming down the pike, you want to play something from it for us?
Yes.
What's this one?
This is called Didn't Want to Know.
It's Bobby Bear Jr. live on Soundcheck.
There's a calmness in the way you ask. I don't want to know. Baby crying in your lap. Don't wanna know. Don't wanna know. You keep looking out the door, and I keep staring at the floor. That you wrote, I wish I didn't know, didn't wanna know. Georgia's too far from home. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, please don't go. We got all the hurt you need right here in Middle Tennessee. Second best is good enough for me.
Didn't Wanna Know is the name of that, a new song from Bobby Bear Jr. You'll find a band version of it on his upcoming album due in the spring called Undefeated, but that's Bobby live here on Soundcheck. He was talking about doing house concerts before and kind of doing a mini house concert for us here in the Soundcheck studio today.
And fewer married couples here.
And a few more cameras, which is a good thing because folks can go to our website, soundcheck.org, later and see video of these performances by Bobby Bear Jr. on a guitar that looks like it is held together with the proverbial spit and glue.
Barely put together.
You want to do another new song?
Yeah. This is called The Big Time. Figured if I wrote a song about hitting the big time, it'll happen. You're gonna miss me after I hit the big time. You won't see me around here no more. You're gonna miss me after I hit the big time. I'm gonna get brand new famous friends. And don't bother phoning me after you see me on TV. My old phone number, you know I had to have it changed. You can't wave at me from your balcony seat, but I won't see you, cause these bright lights have left me blind. Darling, you won't recognize me no more after I hit the big time, because my Asian stylist will be in complete control. I'm gonna speak so differently after I hit the big time, because this southern drawl is just dragging me down. And don't bother phoning me after you see me on TV. My old phone number, you know I had to have it change. You can't wave at me from your balcony seat, but I won't see you, cause these bright lights have left me blind. And darling, you can't hurt me no more after I hit the big time. 'Cause I'll be far away only caring about myself. And if you see me on the streets and you try to talk to me, I'll say you have mistaken me for someone else. You have completely mistaken me for someone else. And don't bother phoning me after you see me on TV. My old phone number, you know I had to have it changed. You can't read ahead me from your balcony seat. But I won't see you, 'cause these bright lights have left me blind. Ooh, these bright lights have left me blind.
Bobby Bear Jr. live on Soundcheck with The Big Time. So no more house concerts. It's nothing but arenas,
man,
for you. Yes. Champagne and caviar.
When I'm sitting with my friends in Nashville, sometimes I'll look at them and say, I cannot wait till I become rich and famous, because I will never hang out with you people ever again. It's going to be great.
Now, you've had ample opportunity to live other places.
Yeah.
But you still live in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
You grew up, obviously, with country music, you know, with your dad's music, presumably, in the
uh-huh.
house. But when you were like a teenager and starting to listen to music on your own, what did you listen to?
The Clash and Elton John. When I was 7, I was obsessed with Elton John,
mm-hmm.
completely obsessed. And then I went to college and it was R.E.M. and The Smiths, and it still kind of is that way. So.
All right. Now, you were pretty close to Mike Mills at your recent concert across the street
across
at City Winery.
That was really amazing to shake hands with somebody that I've been so in awe of.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Now, so is that what you still listen to for fun? Smiths, R.E.M., Clash?
You know, the people I like the music of the most are people I've toured with and have played with and have... I mean,
that's a big list.
Well, I love Andrew Bird, and yeah. I really listen to Dr. Dog nonstop.
The Philadelphia Band, yeah.
And the last two records I did had members of My Morning Jacket as the backing band.
Right.
I can't believe that I got to know those people, much mm-hmm. less play music together.
Well, the last record was called A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head,
mm-hmm.
and the title track is in a way a very kind of telling song for you, because it's, on the one hand, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, there's a storm, it knocks over a tree, it lands on your mother's head, you're not sure whether she's alive
it
or dead.
Cracked a couple of vertebrae in her neck. It's a true story.
It's a true story.
Yeah. She's sitting in the house and a tree fell on the house. And it's not just the tree that fell on top of her, it was all the ceiling, all the insulation, all the 2x4s with nails sticking out. And she crawled out of the rubble and called the police, you know, called the ambulance, and they rebuilt the house. It's the house I grew up in, and 2 years later, the exact same thing happened, except she was in a closet this time and didn't get hurt, but they moved out of the house, rebuilt
wow.
the house, and just sold the house.
But the idea, I mean, when you first started singing this song for people must have laughed. They must have thought it was a joke.
They think it's funny. I'm like, no, my mom almost died. My mom, she's got a good sense. If you listen real close towards the end, you can hear her screaming
on the song,
on the recording.
Well, now I wanted to ask you about that. We're going to hear a little bit of this as we wrap up, because at the end of the song, once the singing stops, you take this kind of classic country music sound, the pedal steel guitar,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of gets twisted into something almost psychedelic.
I hope it twists into something that you find interesting.
So is that, you like
fun.
Playing around with expectation and
well,
cliche and stuff?
I mean, the whole idea of embracing it, sincerely embracing it with one hand, and then mocking it or molesting it or twisting it up with the other hand, it seems really interesting. Nobody's ever going to be as good as Hank Williams. Why even try to go straight traditional,
right.
you know? why is it just a waste of time versus doing something
with a little spin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New.
Well, let's hear a little bit from Bobby Bear Jr.'s title track to the album, A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head. The new album will be called Undefeated. Look for it in the spring. Meanwhile, look for the single, his dad's song, Shame on Me, at the Bobby Bear Jr. website. Bobby, it's been great fun having you with us.
Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.